Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's what we do 7 nights a week. From 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we are here taking your calls on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And I'll admit it, I am concerned. I don't know, obsessed is the right term. I don't think about it all the time. But I'm concerned with the possible violence that may occur after this election. And not concerned in the sense that I think it's going to come to where I live, because I don't think things would go well for people who wanted to, you know, do violence out where I live. But I live in the country where things are, tend to be a little safer. And
not a target-rich environment for anyone.
No. They weren't even able to pull off their riot in Manchester. That was shut down pretty quickly. I mean, it was shut down before it started, but...
So, yeah, I didn't even know it happened in Manchester. Can you tell me about that?
I mean, oh,
Manchester, New Hampshire?
Back, yes, a couple months back. I mean, it never became a riot. There were some Antifa-looking people who had their march at night, and some of the Hawaiian shirt guys came out and stood in front
Boogaloo
of the
boys.
Yeah, came out and stood in front of some of the small businesses with rifles, and they thought better of it and just marched home back to wherever they came from. They did not look like locals to me.
And I gotta say, that is kind of a bizarre change. I mean, since when do they have protests at night? I mean, I've been in a lot of protests. Like, I remember protesting the war when...
Yeah, you want to be seen, you come out during the day.
Yeah, I remember protesting the war when Bush Part 2 started it. And, yeah, it's so you can get seen during the day. This having a protest at night thing is pretty bizarre.
Let's go to Pat calling in from Michigan. That's Matt calling
Good
in from
evening,
Michigan.
Gentlemen.
Yes, go ahead. What's on your mind, Pat?
How you doing, guys? Yeah, I called in a long time ago when we first got our third female governor here, Gretchen the Great, that we're now dealing with. I think she's dealing with the politically correct news venue that they give us. She may or may not be the great-great-great-granddaughter of Genghis Khan, in my opinion.
There's a lot of... Genghis Khan has lots and lots of relatives, so it's quite possible.
Yeah, but anyway, my point is all the states that are purple are truly black and blue.
And what's that mean?
They're being run by Democratic overlords. I mean, this shutdown thing has gone nuts.
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout-out to the great American rednecks that stormed the Capitol here in Michigan in I think it was the third day after the shutdown.
Yeah, you remember when the leftists hated protesters earlier in this COVID thing? I mean, just weeks before the protests began over the guy that was killed in Minneapolis,
George Floyd,
there were protests going on, and the Democrats hated those protests.
This is a very sapient virus.
It's a very woke virus. It only attacks people when they're protesting for right causes or libertarian causes, never for people protesting for authoritarian or left causes.
Indeed.
Well, so my question is, how far would this governor have reached if they had not shown up and put the fear of God in her in the first place? For and right off the get on this thing.
It doesn't seem to have slowed her down. She seems to...
No, and that's fearful in its own right.
Yeah. When does the election occur there in Michigan for the new governor?
Well, we already had one, but the local sheriff wasn't on it, and there's been... I'd like to see a transfer of power. Because this thing has been, incessant for a long time up here.
Incestuous?
Very manipulated county.
But I don't mean the county. When does the governor of the state of Michigan, when does the term end?
Oh, God, you got me lying on that one. I'm thinking it's 2 years from now.
Okay, well, it's going to be a while then. Good luck, Pat.
Yep. Well, God save the queen, right?
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Thank you for the call, Pat.
That's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. I mean, was she scared by the first act against her when she started this?
She could have been emboldened.
Is this the toned down version, or was that counter-effective?
Right. I mean, when you're thinking about leaders, historically, people who have gained power, chief executive of the state of Michigan, that you don't generally think of somebody who cows to the will of a handful of miscreants.
Well, they're usually well protected, though, yeah. Is why leaders... I mean, we are used to living in a superpower. Think of countries that are not superpowers and how they react to people coming into the government buildings and storming the place.
They would take that very badly, generally.
Yeah, so if they're unable to just gun them down, which she kind of was unable to, for maybe different reasons, they do react to those pressures. So if she is not anymore, or any of the governors, are not anymore completely protected by the facade of we work for you, then she might have to abide by some of what the people want, at least for a little while.
I want to go over this article from USA Today that talks about a possible impending, or at least Americans believing a civil war is on the way. I think it's worth mentioning here the YouGov poll that says basically 50% of Americans, somewhere near 50% of Americans, believe that it is unlikely to be a fair and honest election, that generally the public will not agree as to the legitimacy of the election, and that you can expect to see an increase in violence as a result of the election. So that's what 50% of Americans, according to this poll, believe. And then they've got a couple of people here there sort of interviewing as the, you know, your average righty, your average lefty. Trump is already casting doubt. Here's the lefty. Trump is already casting doubt on the legitimacy of the vote by mail, which he sees. He says vote by mail, not mail-in ballot, which tells me that he may try to dispute the result legally or by decree, or who knows what that means, Edelman said, an assistant to the learning specialist at a local school who backed Senator Bernie Sanders in the primary. He's a liar. He will promote baseless conspiracy theories if he feels it will benefit him politically. Both Fry and Edelman, these are the two righty-lefty folks, are members of Braver Angels, an organization that promotes civility and healing between reds and blues and regularly holds workshops where participants can air opposing views. The group, formerly known as Better Angels, began in 2017 when half the country was having trouble getting over Trump's victory.
What
and the
has
other...
to be wrong with you for you to go to something like that?
I don't know. You care deeply about the political process more than you do about your candidate winning? Oh. I don't know.
Well, I don't follow. Why does something have to be wrong with you to go to this?
So it's a workshop where you get to, in theory, I'm not unconvinced it's going to turn into a shouting match, but you get to sit down and cry it out with the opposing team, like... This doesn't seem like a good use of anybody's time.
Well, there are some people who are like, how could you possibly hold the opposite opinion and really do want to know that?
And
they do exist.
Yeah, I think that it's...
So it's just the internet, but in real life?
Well, one of the really unpleasant parts about the internet is that when you disagree with someone and you attempt to have a civil conversation and you attempt to make salient points... They don't address them, or when they do find an area of weakness that you have, they, you know, they'll exploit that and address no other point. And if they disagree with you and they can't make a good argument, they'll dox you and call your employer and say all kinds of wrong things about you and try to ruin your marriage and do a whole variety of things. Yeah, these people on the internet are flaming a-holes, and Facebook is hell.
So
okay?
Show up to where they can see that you are you for real.
Well, actually,
know you
yeah.
live within a circle.
Well, no, I mean, that's actually a huge thing. Like, there are all sorts of things that a person will do because they cannot see the look on someone's face
yes.
when it happens.
Absolutely.
And, both on the side of personal compassion and on the side of personal safety, they will do all sorts of terrible things because they don't actually have that visceral response to your action.
Well, that's why empathy is stupid.
Well,
Andrew would disagree with you.
I don't know how to address that one, but I think that it results in more civil conversations if you're right in front of somebody. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Call in and have a civil conversation here on Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of US dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. US Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the US dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
Speechless Mountain Air.
And Melanie.
The number 855-450-3733. Are you afraid of an American civil war, some kind of civil unrest post-election, pre-election? 855-450-3733. That is 855-450, free as in freedom. Reading an article here from USA Today, which is discussing just this very issue, and I think it's worth talking about. I want to tell you about that here real quick before I talk about Intercoin. Intercoin is built to help democratize power to the people in their local communities. Cryptography enables people to hold secure and private elections about any matter of community governance and could even be used to securely tally and report results for national elections. This would solve a lot of problems if we just use cryptocurrency to handle elections and, you know, attach it to biometric data or whatever. I think people would be a lot more convinced that their votes got counted.
And the nice thing about that is that everyone who knows how it works actually trusts that it's secure.
Well, they ought to.
Unlike the mail.
So Intercoin has also pioneered provably random polling that is unaffected by poor voter turnout or spoiler effects. It can be used to continuously adjust levers of monetary policy, such as how much a UBI to issue the next day. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. Meat space is the real world, where people walk around made of meat. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live, and so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin, Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom's important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org, and you can invest in this project and potentially make big gains. And I become more convinced that that's the case all the time. Or you can just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Many have. Intercoin.org is where you get started. That's I-N-T-E-R. Intercoin.org. So going on with this article here from USA Today, Braver Angels, which used to be Better Angels, which commissioned the YouGov poll, which we just referred to, has issued a letter from America, a national campaign asking citizens, civic groups, and religious organizations to pledge that they will disavow violence from either side and respect those who voted differently. So, I mean, disavow violence? How many? Wasn't it only like 3% of people in the American Revolution fought? So if you got 97% of Americans to disavow violence, would it make a difference? Anyway, if in the near future we face a constitutional crisis in which of our institutions cannot produce consensus on who is legitimately elected president, we resolve to work together across the chasm for solutions grounded in the Constitution and guided by our democratic and nonviolent traditions and our sense of shared destiny, the letter says.
The nonviolent traditions of the United States federal government.
Well, the transitions of power have largely been nonviolent.
That we know of.
I suppose. I mean, could there... It doesn't seem to be very...
No. I mean, like, we don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, but there's probably not... There's not a lot of assassinations.
We do not have a little civil war every 4 years.
Right, yeah. So we don't transition power with wars internally. We do that. We export that.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's certainly been wars surrounding power, the Civil War probably being chief among them. One wonders how dissension and civil unrest compare between now and the Civil War. There were only, what, I remember John Brown, and I can't remember what the conflict that he had, the armed conflict he had in, I think it was Missouri, over slavery. But, I mean, there's literally police stations being set on fire in the United States. And I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't think either side is ready to go full bore because their guy might win, whomever that might be, Biden or Trump. So anyway, the election is less than a month away, and the country has been roiled for months over a series of crises exposing deep partisan rifts, a pandemic that has killed more than 210,000 Americans. But I think the median age of that is... down to 78 now, so you know, half of those people were above that median age. An economy that has lost millions of jobs as a result, street protests over police brutality.
Well, hold on. As a result of our response to the virus.
The government's response to the virus. Okay. I didn't have anything to do with it, but yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what to do about that. As a guy who runs a business, I'm just going to continue to run the business. I don't know what else to do. I hope it goes better for other people. Fight over the Supreme Court seat that could be asked to decide the election and COVID-19 diagnosis of the president and his top aides and some senators. Yeah, the Supreme Court thing is a big deal, and I think the COVID-19 thing with Trump made him look better, not worse.
Probably.
I mean
people love a leader that can get you through a crisis, and they are more likely to stand behind a leader during a great crisis.
Right. There's a crisis, plus the fact that Trump kind of, his strength is being a strong man. And he got COVID and whipped it in...
like 2 days.
Hours, you know. Now, I mean, you know, COVID affects people differently. I don't propose that this means that Trump is a strong man.
Well, and they found out because of his daily tests, not because he actually had symptoms. So he had it the way everybody else has it, which is it's completely asymptomatic.
And I saw a headline today which shows some level of desperation. I think, you know, I share the bias that the mainstream media hates Trump. I share that bias, because that's the evidence I've seen. They're claiming that Trump is throwing up blood now.
I'd throw a minor exception on the Republican mainstream media, but yeah.
Yeah, there's certainly Fox's mainstream and has you know, called itself an outsider or whatever, but, you know, if you look at the three cable channels, you think of Fox as Republican, you think of MSNBC as Democrat, and you think of CNN as middle of the road. Well, they're not. CNN is not middle of the road.
I always mix those two up, MSNBC and CNN.
Yeah, well, that's for good reason.
I can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to dive into, you said you don't think that the supporters on either side are ready to go full bore if the other wins. Why?
Until the other wins.
Oh, until the other wins.
The reason,
okay, yeah.
What I'm trying to say is that, you know, I'm putting myself in the place of a revolutionary. I am not one and would not pick up a gun and fight over this stuff. I'm certainly not going to pick up a stick and a shield and fight over it because that sounds like a dumb way to fight. But, you know, if I were to put myself in these people's shoes, I would not want to make my move until the final injustice had been done. And that final injustice is that my person didn't win when I believe that they should have. And you can believe that both sides are going to believe that. So, yeah, it's kind of dangerous. Let's go to the phones here. We've got...
So sure we should.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Pardon me. Yeah, the number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We will go to the phones here very shortly. And if you call, we'll go to you. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor. Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, will attend Judge Amy Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearings remotely. More on the hearings, USA Radio News, John Clemens.
The 48-year-old Judge Barrett from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit has the potential to change the entire direction of the U.S. Supreme Court by replacing Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th. Matt Staver, the Liberty Counsel, who has argued several cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, believes the Democrats will come out attacking the nominee.
They are diametrically opposed between the Ginsburg judicial activist philosophy and the constitutionalist originalist philosophy of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And that alone will ultimately affect some significant changes in decisions going forward.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News. Protesters in Wisconsin took to the streets after officials said no charges will be brought after an officer-involved shooting. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Protesters in Wisconsin facing tear gas and pepper balls Saturday night as the unrest continues following the death of a black teenager. The protests ignited earlier this week after prosecutors announced Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensah won face charges for shooting and killing Alvin Cole outside a mall in Milwaukee on February 2nd. Officer Mensah, who was also black, used deadly force after he was shot at by Cole, who had a stolen gun. This Wisconsin man confronted protesters who were trespassing on his property. He explains why.
I think it was just as I had time to reflect. The culmination of everything 2020, so the protests and the mandates and lockdowns and riots.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News.
USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you. Oh, do that again, I'm sorry.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Yeah, let's jump right into the phones here. Padrag in New Mexico. Padrag, you're on Free Talk Live.
Pretty close.
Okay.
I just wanted to say you guys are talking about what's going to happen after a president gets elected, whether it's Trump or Biden. And violence is going to hit the streets. My suggestion and the way I live is I live in a 70-unit mobile home complex.
Okay.
And I know everybody in here, all my neighbors. We always don't get along. We always don't agree. But I guarantee you that anybody that comes in here, they know, and they can call me at any time. We are the first line of defense, and we take of our own community. And I would recommend that to L.A. with the boroughs, New York. Everybody knows who drives through their streets in their communities. And all they have to do is hold the line. You don't have to call law enforcement. If enough people go out there and confront somebody, it's handled.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like having your neighbors watch your back.
Excuse me?
There's nothing quite like having your neighbors watch your back.
Yeah, I think that you're absolutely right. Connection with your neighbors is probably one of the best things you can do for, sort of protection, community involvement, these sorts of things. And it's extraordinarily valuable. I would agree with you 100%.
Thank you very much. You have a good evening.
Same to you. Good evening. Yep. Yeah, thanks for the call. The fact is that we move so often, and people don't really talk to their neighbors. And, you know, I found in some cases when I've talked to my neighbors, they've been really awful. So I don't want to talk to them anymore. Not that I disagree with this guy. I think he's absolutely right. The better relationships you can have with your neighbors, the better. But it's...
Wait, and if you find yourself in a position where you absolutely disagree and hate everyone around you, if there's one or two guys, okay, fine, then just have a community with everybody else. But if it's everybody or a strong majority, then go to where there are people like you, and then you won't have that problem anymore.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, there's one thing I'm thinking of here is the time I spent in Saipan, the Marianas, U.S. Marianas here, earlier this year. They just don't seem to have any problems like this. All these things that go on in the United States, it is the United States, but all the things that go on stateside just don't affect them the same way. They've got violent crime happens now and then. People have disputes with their loved ones, and sometimes that bubbles over and these kind of things. But, I just didn't have those kind of problems. Didn't have to think about it quite as much either. And if it gets more wrought as time goes by, because the H election is worse, I can only imagine what 2024 is going to look like.
Well, I mean, one of the things to keep in mind with this is that with the whole shutdown, lockdown thing, I mean, food scarcity is really a concern for people. Like, it is a thing actually on people's mind. So, I mean, if you don't know whether your neighbors are going to have your back or raid you first, that is a real concern to have in a time like this.
Yeah. Well, let's go on with the article here from USA Today, talking about these YouGov polls. Alex Theodorosis is an associate professor of political science, lefty, at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, lefty, and has studied at the country's growing partisan divide. The reasonable chance that the election comes down to a few states and that legal challenges could mean a protracted court battle would give voters on both sides more ammunition to doubt the integrity of the election and act out, he said. A close contested election in our hyper-polarized political climate could very well produce isolated incidents of partisan violence. One thing that I was thinking about this election that sort of differs from the 2001, and that was certainly contested, is that there's a president in office right now. Unseating a incumbent has always been difficult. Now, granted, Trump has got to be the most divisive person to hold the office, at least in my lifetime. But he has control of some stuff in this circumstance. He's sitting in the Oval Office as they're deciding who gets to sit in the Oval Office. That didn't happen the last time. Bill Clinton was definitely leaving, and Al Gore and George Bush were vying for it. And it came down to a really, close decision. Remember, Al Gore lost his home state. That's really important. And then it came to Florida as to whether or not the votes would be counted. But with Trump, he's got some higher level of power because he's in office. And I don't know what that means when things happen.
Before you go on, I got to say, I disagree with this guy's idea that there's going to be isolated incidents. I mean, sure, there may have been isolated incidents if this was, 2000, in the age before the hashtag. But, I mean, the probability of isolated incidents instead of, like, massive, potentially organized changes, I think our communications technology is probably well past that.
Well, there would be some level of, there's some tipping point, right, where violence occurred, right, because we saw violence occurred in Minneapolis, and then we saw violence occur around the United States in different locations, and that happened because of communication. It didn't happen spontaneously.
Right.
So, I don't know what this violence would look like, but you know, the folks on the left whom are currently the ones who appear to be, you know, involved in perpetrating the violence, they're not dumb, and they learn. They're not going to continue to do the same things over and over again and expect different results. They're going to do different things. So now you're seeing they aren't continuing to bring bats and shields to gunfights like they were in the beginning.
Right.
And it's going to go from bad to worse. The whole Chaz thing there, it was guarded by people with ARs, leftists with ARs, and a lot of times in America, we'd like to act like leftists can't carry ARs, but they can. And they can use them just like anybody else.
Well, you pointed out the left city tendency. And as far as the city folk are concerned, I think the most dangerous of them are the gang members that will have potentially Uzis.
My research, according to this political scientist here, and work by others, shows that most partisans are willing to metaphorically dehumanize those from the other party, and that is this dehumanization that predicts greater tolerance for partisan violence. And this is absolutely true.
What is a literal dehumanizing?
Just
like use CRISPR to change into another species? That was a ridiculous clarification.
Yeah, well, it is a ridiculous
according to Merriam-Webster, as if literally is a perfectly reasonable definition of the word literally.
Each side is apt to blame the other for inciting disorder, and that's absolutely true. If Trump wins, I fear chaotic, destructive hate will continue. Says Chrissy Coach, 49, a Braver Angels member and Trump supporter from Arlington, Virginia, who works part-time for an international development and relief nonprofit organization. Trump derangement syndrome really exists, and some people will not stop, she wrote in an email to USA Today. But that shouldn't frighten me into voting as they want me to vote. As a matter of fact, I would say if what your concern is civil unrest, and this is not an endorsement on my part. I'm just making an assumption. If what your concern is civil unrest, you should vote for Trump. That wouldn't change my vote.
I could see people voting either way because they're concerned about civil unrest.
How is the change of power from a president to is seated in office?
If we give the leftists what they want, they'll quit lighting things on fire.
Oh, yeah, that's always happened.
Even if that was true, I'm too petty for that.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And many do love the taste of liberal tears. There's no doubt. Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I want to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the number 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've been talking about this article from USA Today that's potentially foreshadowing some kind of civil unrest post-election and making some excellent points. I'm going to go to the phones here very quickly, but before we do, I want to tell you about Divvy. You've heard us talk about Divvy here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divvy so that you can begin earning Divvy right now. Now, Ian says setting up a masternode was super easy and staking was even easier. I have not set up a masternode, but my wife did and Ian did, and both of them said, you know, relatively easy. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think that you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divvy as compared to traditional investment vehicles. So go to DivvyProject.org and get started, and you can buy Divvy at several exchanges or go or directly from the Divvy team. They make it very easy. Need help? There's a link to their Telegram channel right there on the front page at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, Divvy as in division, DivvyProject.org. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
All's well. How about you?
Well, it's another day in paradise.
Indeed. What's on your mind?
Hey, look, I think that I was thinking today earlier that I think that there's a way to be able to stop Trump from winning the election this year.
Okay. And, do I want to do that? Because Do you mean get Joe Biden elected? Is that the
somebody else?
Okay.
You know? Yes.
Well, are there other options that you're going to present that this method is going to accomplish besides Trump and Joe Biden?
Right. So, if we improvise, okay, and find out, you know, what Trump's idiosyncrasies are, meaning his likenesses and his dislikenesses, and attack it. One of the things that he hates most of all is to lose.
No, he does, yes.
He hates to lose.
He hates to be a loser.
That's what's going to be infiltrated.
That's going to be what?
That's what's going to be infiltrated. In other words, pursued to get in there and, attack. He doesn't like to lose at anything.
And sure. He's not going to like it if he loses the election. And if he does lose the election, he's going to make a big ruckus about it and say that, it had to do with mail-in ballots. And it could very well.
It probably did.
Well, I mean, we don't know what the results are going to be, but it could very well be that.
Okay, well, let's look at the number of mail-in votes for each candidate versus actual votes for each candidate.
All we have to do is look and see which party is pushing mail-in voting and which party hates it.
Yeah, and has been for a very long time, and this is just a good excuse.
Right. So, there you go. I don't know how that's going to help get Joe Jorgensen elected, though, Robert.
Well, all we can do is just hope, or you can write somebody in like Dale W. Perry, anybody but Trump.
Okay, well, first of all, you can't write somebody in every state.
Yeah, well, a lot of states don't have write-ins. Thank you for the call, Robert. Yeah, basically, if you're not going to vote for who's on the ballot in 40-plus states, you might as well not fill in that particular thing. I mean,
for U.S. president, because in some local elections we have had in New Hampshire, local write-in candidates win.
It's happened in elections, and there's some notable historical write-in wins, but they are very few and very far between. I'll stand by my statement. If you're not voting for somebody who's on the ballot for president in 40-plus states, you might as well not vote for anybody. That's my criteria, is I pick from the people who are on a ballot in 40-plus states. So
I have a question for you, Mark, since as you've pointed out, this is a major concern of yours, and you've devoted a fair amount of thought to it. Since it was briefly brought up, the possibility of having someone other than either Biden or Trump have the greatest amount of power over us, if there is a civil war, what do you think is the chances of breaking up the Union?
Well, I've been advocating for a less powerful union for some time. You don't need to get rid of the things that we like flags and eagles, which most people seem to be pretty fond of, by and large. But the federal government has aggregated to itself a great deal of power through the Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause. And these things are significant problems. Also, by the way, the Federal Reserve, this creation of money is controlled by the federal government. The federal government has some level of control over that, which means that they can control states by deciding who gets money. If daddy hands out the money in the household, then the kids are going to try to please daddy. If the kids have their own jobs and earn their own money, then they're not going to work as hard to do that. So that's my theory on that.
That's kind of a non-answer to my question, though. I mean, if there is a civil war, what do you figure are the chances that there might not be, that there would be possible secessions or at least a decrease?
I don't think there'd be secessions. I think there would be a quelling of the violence, and that would be that.
Mm.
If this is the most powerful government that the world has ever seen. And the idea that it's going to be taken down by some people who want to set buildings on fire and, just don't have much of a plan, not likely.
Yeah, I mean, it's so powerful that we don't even know who the targets would be. There's some banker somewhere who we have never heard his name or seen his picture, and he's the one in charge, and probably a handful of them, not one guy.
I'm not suggesting that the United States government would be taken down, just that maybe when the dust settles that New York and Texas are not in the same country anymore.
Well, if it's not taken down, then there's no way to do that, because it's not just going to give away power.
Mm. Let's go to Mary calling in from Pennsylvania, listening to iHeartRadio. Mary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Your first name again, sir?
My first name is Mark.
Oh, Mark, hi. I'm Mary. You were saying about the Civil War, about the left and the right, and after the election, whoever wins,
I don't know if you've been watching, and your show is very interesting. It's the first time I call, and thank you for letting me talk. But I don't know if you've been watching, the most of the right, which is very conservative, we're parading around with the Eucharist, and we want peace. That's what we want. The Catholic Church is parading around with the Eucharist, and we want peace. But there's a lot of people on the conservative side, or at least the Trump side, that want peace. They don't want the violence. But I think if Trump gets elected, he'll use the power that is appropriated to him, it's going to get out of hand. I think he'll be able to handle it. Biden, on the other hand, I don't think I just think they're rioting for riot's sake, just to stir up trouble, kind of split, like to conquer and divide, and they kind of target a victim group, and then you kind of harden. But I think if Biden wins, I'd be scared that it would continue to go on, and there really wouldn't be any control. That's what would scare me.
If Trump wins, you think that Trump would be able to quell the violence that, at this point, 50% of Americans believe is going to occur. If Biden wins, you do not believe that Americans, that the violence would be quelled because there would be too great of a groundswell of it?
Yes, it would. I mean, they're already arguing because Biden just repealed saying he's not going to defund the whole police department, and people are already rioting over that. And I think it's a lot of people coming in from the outside. You know, there's George Soros millionaires that are trying to just, they're trying to involve themselves. But I think it's more like making our government more chaotic and actually really wanting something, to get done. And I think Trump sees through that, and he can see through that, and he's gonna, he'll stop it. He'll be able to control it, because I think he is the powerfulest government, and I know we have the powerfulest government in history of some kind, and based on Judeo religion, many. And I think we forget one thing, is that Joe Biden is, and I'm not getting religious here, but Joe Biden is not Catholic. I'm Roman Catholic, and Joe Biden is Catholic.
Is Trump Catholic?
He's a bad Catholic. Yeah, I'm Roman Catholic, yes.
And
Roman
Catholic, is Trump Catholic?
No, Trump isn't Catholic. He's Christian. Okay. But he believes in pro-life, and that is what Catholics believe in. Biden is Catholic.
So there's a lot of Democrat Catholics, though.
There's a hard limit on the number of extramarital partners and prostitutes you can sleep with before you can still say that you're pro-life, because your actions are kind of going in
what's
the opposite
that,
of that.
What does that mean? I don't understand, Melanie. What are you saying?
There's only so many unintended pregnancies that you can contribute to before you can claim that you're still pro-life.
So the Catholic Church does what? Oh, I see.
No, Trump.
Trump. I see. Trump is a bit of a philanderer. Mary, thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. There's nothing we can do about that clock. So, can't change it. 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.